The front page of the Telegraph this morning said, "Christmas cancelled for millions." And many people will feel as though Christmas has been cancelled. It's enormously frustrating, isn't it, if you've had to change your plans with little or no notice. And our hearts go out to those who will unexpectedly find themselves alone this Christmas, who perhaps have been looking forward to seeing family and friends for the first time in many months. For most of us, our Christmas celebrations will be very different this year. But Christmas isn't cancelled. It couldn't be, because you can't cancel something that's already happened. The Gospel writers are careful to stress to us that Christmas was a real historical event at a very specific time and place. In the days of Caesar Augustus, when Quirinius was governor of Syria, Joseph and Mary went from their town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, we read. Christmas isn't a once upon a time in a land far, far away fairy tale or make-believe. It's not just all about a wonderfully special day for the kids. Christmas looks back to an unalterable fact of history, to something that has happened, to the birth of Jesus, the Christ, the Messiah, the long-promised rescuer king, the Son of God. Christmas is that unique moment in history where God was born as a human being. Wicked King Herod tried, by political cunning and military might, to cancel Christmas. But God himself protected the wise men and the Holy Family. Nothing could stop God's plan for the salvation of the world through this child. Christmas proved uncancellable. The virgin birth is a sign to us that all this is God's doing. God doing what is impossible for human beings, and showing that nothing is impossible for him. As the prophet Isaiah wrote, "To us a child is born, to us a son is given. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this." And it did. Christmas was God keeping his ancient promises, and nothing and no one could stop him. In the womb of Mary, God has taken on human flesh and become a man. Nothing could cancel that, even if we can't sing about it at our carol service this year. Generations of exasperated parents have threatened their children with the cancellation of Christmas. "There'll be no presents for you unless you can pay." And the Santa song rather reinforces that conditional approach to Christmas, doesn't it? It's awful, really, this. "You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Oh, marvellous, good news, but no, wait. He's making a list. He's checking it twice. Gonna find out who's been naughty or nice. He sees when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake." It's quite a hard line, isn't it? No pouting or there'll be no presents. Is that God's approach to Christmas? Will God cancel Christmas for the naughty, for those who've been caught being bad? No. God's approach to Christmas is very much the opposite of that song. The fact that you'd better behave or Christmas will be cancelled misses the whole point of Christmas. Christmas shows us the unconditional love of God. Christmas isn't just for those who can put on a good enough performance of being nice and good. Christmas is for people walking in darkness in the land of the shadow of death. Christmas isn't for a world that needs a reward for its good behaviour. It's for a dark world that needs transformation. A world which needs light. A world in need of rescue and salvation. Perhaps we feel that more acutely this year than most. Joseph was told to give Mary's child the name Jesus, which means the Lord saves, because Jesus would save his people from their sins. Jesus came not for a world that was all happy and good, but for a world of sinners whom God said needed saving. That's the point of Christmas. Jesus came to be God with us and God for us. He came to cancel the penalty of sin, to cancel the separation between God and human beings. The birth of a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord, remains good news of great joy for all people. Like the shepherds and the wise men, let's seek out Christ this Christmas. Like Mary, let's treasure up these things and ponder them in our hearts. Although if you're here in the church building, we're meant to go home without any social interaction, we can go home like the shepherds, glorifying and praising God for all the things which we've seen and heard in the scriptures, which are as we have been told. May God give you and those whom you love the uncancellable peace and joy of Christ, God our Saviour, who is with us this Christmas time and always. Amen.